Hello and welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Gem 1 Manifestation Coach, and today's podcast is about stop rationalizing your manifestations. Stop rationalizing them. Stop making them logical in your mind. Have you ever done that? I'm sure you have, because I caught myself doing that the other day, where you manifest something and then you say, oh, that probably would have happened anyway, or, oh, that probably was going to happen even if I didn't affirm for it or think about it. Okay, stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stop living in the physical world and living from this practical, rational place. Live from your thoughts are turning to things, and that's really all that's going on here. You are spirit thinking and turning things into form, and that's it. It's that simple. It's that easy. So, noticing how your thoughts are turning to things, right? Being aware of this, being conscious of this. When you have some really strict affirmation routine going on, then you know what you're manifesting, right? And you know what you're thinking about all day long, right? It's pretty next level compared to like where I was at a year ago when I would still let my mind wander all over the place before creating the manifestation I wanted. But now I'm so strict in my thoughts. I'm so disciplined what I'll let myself think about. And if I want to manifest something fast, I will repeat my affirmations over and over again throughout the day. And I've even gotten to the point where I don't even care if I believe it. I don't even care if it feels real. I just do the rehearsal. Like, I just go through the motions of thinking those thoughts because I know that the truth is that thoughts are more powerful than anything. Thoughts are more powerful than feelings. Thoughts are more powerful than belief. Just think the thoughts, and it will manifest. And it doesn't have to be hard. Like, removing all the effort, you know? This is something, it's taken me a while to get to this point, so hopefully it won't take you as long. Now I can just give you the right information now. From speaking from my years of experience and speaking from the end of where I'm at now with manifestation, is like, it doesn't have to take effort. It doesn't have to take time. It doesn't have to take believing it. You don't even have to believe it. You don't even have to feel it to be real. Abraham Hicks is always saying, feel, it's about your feelings, feel it to be true. Feel good, feel good, feel good. I kind of have released that burden now. I don't even worry about that. I feel good naturally though, because I do things like yoga and meditation and exercise, and I eat healthy, drink clean water. I do things that make me feel good naturally, right? But I don't try to feel good anymore. I don't try to get in alignment anymore. And I feel so much better. Everything has gotten so much easier since I stopped that Abraham Hicks information about, you know, you have to be in alignment for the manifestation to happen. It's just not true. Not true at all. You just have to think the thought. You just have to think the thought repeatedly, and you don't even have to believe it to be true. You don't have to feel it to be true. You just have to run through your affirmations. So that's really, really amazing. Great news. It makes it so much easier. You don't have to feel good all the time. The other day, something manifested for me, and I felt really bad. Like, all morning, I felt really bad. I was just in a bad mood. I was clearing some kind of block in my shadow. I was not in a good mood. And then the next day, this manifestation I had been wanting and been affirming for appeared. So that was awesome. It just came out of the blue, apparently. In that moment, it appeared to be coming out of the blue, but I had been affirming for it, you know? So making those connections, when you do manifest something, apparently out of the blue, ask yourself, like, was I affirming for that? Was I thinking about that? Okay, yes, I was thinking about that, so that's why it manifested. Okay, yes, this is that easy. Manifestation is that easy. That if I think the thought, it will turn into a thing. Thoughts turn into things. That's all that's going on here. So releasing the burden of having to be in alignment, releasing the burden of having to feel good all the time, releasing all burden of effort. There's no more burden, there's no more effort. Just think. Just think. That's it. For example, today I was thinking about golden doodles. I kind of want to get a golden doodle, but I also kind of don't know if I want that responsibility. And I meditate this afternoon. I get out of my meditation. I'm sitting on the couch, and on my back porch, my back porch is connected to the outside, and people walk by. All of a sudden, I see a puppy golden doodle right on my little back porch. I go outside and I'm like petting this puppy golden doodle. The puppy ran up towards me, and it was like magic. Like the cutest puppy golden doodle I've ever seen. Well, I've seen a lot of them. They're all super cute. But that was fun. Like, what the heck? On my back porch, too? Like, that's weird. Come on. You know, like, thoughts become things. You can attract anything to you right from your home. You can attract anything to you wherever you go. Wherever you are, that's where it is. You know, wherever you are, that's where the manifestations are coming to you, because everything is manifesting out of your consciousness. It's all coming from your thoughts. It doesn't matter where you are. If you have the power to think, you're manifesting and things will come to you. Okay, so that's my lesson for you today. Make the connection between your thinking and your manifestations. And let it be that easy, right? People aren't noticing that it's that easy because they still believe in hard work and putting a lot of effort in to get what they want out of life. That's not true. You don't have to believe in that work hard paradigm. You can receive your manifestation simply from thinking the thought, repeating your affirmations of it over and over again, and you don't have to believe it. It doesn't have to feel true. It doesn't, you don't have to feel good. You just have to think the thought. Okay? It makes it so easy, so simple. And you're going to get everything you want. It's all going to come to you. So stop rationalizing your manifestations. Do not ruin them by saying, oh, that probably would have happened anyway. Oh, that's just normal. Don't rationalize them. Make the connection between, I just thought that thought. That thing just happened. Yes, I'm the creator of my reality. Yes, anything is possible for me. Yes, what else? Bring it on.